Podcast. I am your host, Sunny May.
I'm Otter Nonsense.
What?
And that's Rage Berry.
That's what? And we have a special guest for you today. Would you please introduce yourself, special guest?
Yes, please.
Hi, my name is Red Dust the Pegasus.
Hi, Red Dust the Pegasus.
Nice, Everypony.
Thanks for letting me come on, Everypony.
No problem.
Yeah.
This Everypony is our special guest for the show. If you'd like to be a guest, then seriously, email us. We need more.
It would be fun.
It'll be fun. We're fun ponies.
Yes.
You will love us. So, in the magical world of ponies, has anyone seen anything pony-related or want us to talk about anything?
So, I like songs based around the character Trixie. I hate Trixie, but I like songs based on her.
Uh-huh. Very, very interesting, Sunny. Anything from what?
I'm gonna listen to those. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna mute myself, and then I'm gonna go listen to those.
Right now?
Yes. I'll be back.
Oh, fine. Leave us.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Weapons?
Or will you? Maybe Trixie will eat you.
We're very professional here at the Pegasus System Podcast. We will leave our podcast to listen to Trixie music. Yes.
Wait. At least it's not to do something dumb like play Minecraft.
Mm. Yeah.
It is very time-wasting.
Ooh, I got a scapey thing. Okay. So, what will be leaving us for a short time? You will return and probably be all...
Yeah!
Shit. God damn it.
He says hi, apparently.
Yes, he says hi. Rageberry was turned into a little frog. He can't talk now. He'll be back later. I totally blame... Sunny, because she's a unicorn. And that's the response I was looking for. So, since we have a guest on the show, how about we do a little introduction?
Yeah, let's do a little introduction.
Red Dust, introduce yourself again anyway.
Okay, as you said, I am Red Dust.
Yay.
And I am a Pegasus with just... the super cool speed, and I'm pretty thick, unlike those other dainty ponies in Ponyville and Canterlot, all fashion. I like to rough it, so yeah.
You're like a Clydesdale pony.
Yes, but female.
Big fluffy hooves.
So
I love those big fluffy hooves.
Mm-mm.
So, talk a bit more about your pony, Sono. What does she do? Does she work at McDonald's, or what? What does she do?
I think the McDonald's there would probably have those apple fritters. Remember how they had those back then?
Oh my god, I actually tried an apple fritter once, because I'm like, Applejack makes those. I want to try one. So I saw one at Starbucks, so I got it, and it was terrible. It tasted like a cinnamon roll, and I don't like cinnamon rolls because I don't like cinnamon. I know I'm a weird pony, but I didn't like it at all. It was gross.
Well, I'm sure Applejack does it much better.
You didn't wonder what that strange brown powder was sprinkled all over it?
No, not really.
Well, you should usually be worried when there's powder sprinkled over what you're about to eat.
I didn't know. It was an apple fritter.
Okay.
Applejack tells me things to do when I do them.
That's dangerous. Don't do that.
She's a safe pony, but we're getting way carried away. Red Dust.
Red Dust! Quiet, what? Red Dust, how did you get into this fandom?
No, we didn't talk.
Okay.
No, we didn't ask what her pony Sona do.
Okay, so, well, what mostly I do, I'm more of a rogue pony. I stay down low. I usually live on the borders of Appaloosa because it's in the desert, and it's very far away, so I usually find a nice cave to live in. But mostly, what part of my job is, or what I think my unpaid job is, because I'm unpaid, obviously, no one pays rogues, I try to stop thieves in the desert from stealing all of Appaloosa's crops and they're from their farms.
How do you make a living?
She steals from the rich and gives to the poor. She's Robin Hood.
Pretty much.
Robin Hood pony. Their riches.
Woo! And what is back? Hello, what?
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 That's my name now. I'm what?
Well, yeah. Maybe just for the show. Maybe.
Yes, yeah, I'm back. The Trixie songs are really cool.
I know, right?
Right?
Now we have approval that the Trixie songs are awesome. So, now...
Because Trixie sucks.
Now we can finally ask... Red Dust, how did you get into this fandom?
Well, I saw all the rage on the internet, mostly because the internet exposes things like...
Wait. Who's doing static?
Uh-oh.
That would be Sunny.
Bad Sunny.
What was that?
You made a voice that no pony should ever make.
What was that noise?
You killed the program that I'm using to record this.
Pony was that noise.
Is it better?
Yes, anyways, yeah. So, Red Dust, you were saying how you got into the fandom, because Sunny's bad pony. I knew this would be
don't
a good episode. We're sorry, folks. Sunny doesn't sleep at all.
I did. I went to bed and I've slept forever.
Sunny, how about you just leave the room until you can calm back down and then rejoin us?
Better.
You're better?
I'm better. Don't make me leave.
Okay. I knew this would be a good episode. So, Red Dust, again, how did you join the fandom?
Okay, so internet pretty much introduced it because I saw these clips all over the place. I saw all these pictures of these new vitalized ponies, and the only ones I knew of were those ridiculous, oddly shaped G3 ponies.
Creepy ponies.
Fudgy ponies.
Yes, and those horrible... baby things that had their knees bent backwards.
You're my mommy.
That was just wretched. But then, actually, I think it was mostly you guys that got me into it because you showed me all these clips. And,
too much fan art.
Yeah, just
secretly, we're all friends here. We're interviewing our friend.
Especially on DeviantArt, all these people and their ponies, and I'm like, fine, I will draw ponies now.
That's how I got into it, and then I made Sunny get into it.
Mm-hmm. And it's not really a bad fandom. They're really dedicated, so I'm really surprised. I wish other fandoms had this kind of power.
Right? It doesn't even make sense.
Hint.
It doesn't make sense. Oh, I know.
Oh, would you like to tell us all about the Sonic fan base?
I hate that fan base so bad.
Why?
Oh my god. They're just so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Just go on YouTube and look up the horribleness of what is known as recolors and
Hi, I'm Sinnoh, Sonic's half brother. I'm faster than him and I'm God.
Ponies have recolors as well. A lot of people are like, hey guys, this is my fan character named Rainbow Splash, and she's a recolor of Rainbow Dash.
Oh my god, they have the exact same hair, they're just different
color. Or like, there's this really popular one that I've seen, I don't remember her name, but she's very clearly a rarity recolor, but she seems pretty popular with her fans, so, you know, whatever floats your boat.
But we love all your ponies, even if you're recolors, because we all can't be main character ponies. Most of us are background ponies.
Emphasis on the M-A-N-E.
And last question, Miss Red Dust.
Yes?
Best pony. You said it would piss us off. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'm gonna say... out of the core six, Rarity would be best for me.
Oh, that doesn't piss us off at all. We love Rarity.
Right?
Well, yeah, but if you guys aren't into, like, shipping, I do ship Rarity and Spike.
Oh! So. Well, it's halfway canon.
It's like the tamest ship you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
I see it all the... I've seen their baby.
That sounds so cute!
It wasn't. It was kind of weird.
No.
That's a thing. That makes me angry.
That really is the trick ship you can do.
I was afraid you were going to say something like Rarity times Diamond Dogs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, no.
That would be a scary shipping. I saw Big Mac and Smarty Pants.
Okay.
No, that can be creepy.
I like Big Mac times Fluttershy. I think that's cute.
Oh, I ship that. Yeah.
That is. That is very.
But you all know my favorite. My favorite.
Oh, yes.
Applejack times Rainbow Dash.
Mm-hmm.
No clop clop, though. Just make it all kissy-kissy and romantic and stuff. No clop.
We like fluff here.
We like fluffy. Mm-hmm. No clop clop.
Fluffy is nice.
We appease to everybody.
Yay!
And if you like clop clop...
What?
We're not getting into that.
Let's not talk about clop fix. Let's talk about...
Fluffy. Cutie marks.
Cutie
wait! Later. I got something.
Oh,
I got
God.
Something. So I went to the store because I was going to a Thanksgiving party, and lo and behold, I saw the weird little My Little Pony. It's a trap gummies, and I bought them, and I ate them.
How did they taste?
They're actually pretty good. And for all you vegans and vegetarians out there, it doesn't contain gelatin, which is made out of ponies. So here are some pony snacks not made out of pony.
Oh, it's pony friendly. That's good.
Oh, yay.
So you can eat those, because I shared them with my vegetarian friends, and they were ecstatic.
Yeah, my mom got... Rageberry, you remember my mom got the knot trapdoor... pony fruit snacks, and those were pretty good.
They have a non-trap pony snacks?
Yeah, they still have the, I think it was like G3, the G3 Pinkie Pie.
Because, like, the one I...
The old ones.
Because the one I got has, like, Twilight Sparkle on the front, and if you look at the back, her eye's really wonky, but then you open it up, and it's like, G3, guys, haha.
Yeah, I have actually not seen those in stores where I'm at.
Oh, but I've just found some in Flagstaff. I totally recommend it.
That's where you live.
So does millions of other people live in Flagstaff.
Oh, that's where you live.
No one would have known that unless you stopped saying, oh, that's where you live.
Could be vacation spots.
Yeah. But anyways, I digress.
Yes.
So, yes, bronies, go get gelatin pony snacks because they're actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now, cutie mark bits. We just saw an episode about cutie marks, and it was pretty good. So, we here at the Pegasister Podcast thought that we'd share our own cutie mark stories.
Yay! Except Watt can't join in because he's a zebra and he doesn't have a cutie mark.
Well, what about Zecora has one, doesn't she?
Paint.
She does.
Well, birthmark?
Rageberry doesn't know where he's going with his life.
Oh, you're gonna be a bum!
Oh, poor Rageberry.
Oh. Rage bummy.
Poor Rage bummy. I want to give him a hug. So, who wants to start out first?
Why don't one of the hosts
you.
Do it?
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, my cutie mark story involves a really weird, really, really weird story involving my father, the Canterlot Aquarium, a hose, a rubber ducky, and a stripper cake, minus the stripper. I do not want to get into it. No, I'll get into it. It doesn't actually include any most of that stuff. So one day, I went to the Canner lot.
That would have been an awesome story.
It would have, but I have no idea how to tie all those stuff together at spur of the moment. Okay. So, my father and I went to the aquarium at Canterlot, in which I saw all the otters. I thought they were cute, but didn't think much of it. Until a giant rainbow explosion in the sky happened and freaked them out. And then they're running and stuff. But then I somehow found the power within me to calm the otters down, thus giving me an otter cutie mark. My dad was very displeased. He thought I'd be a great flyer. Fluttershy? I'm not really much of a Fluttershy. I can only handle otters. All other animals hate me.
I'm basically just a lesser Fluttershy.
I'm like the Fluttershy of only otters.
Lethershy.
Ottershy.
Ottershy.
Ottershy. And that's where I get otter nonsense. Anyways,
Sunny... last name was nonsense?
No, my parents are just very, very mean. So, Sunny Mae, do you have a cutie mark story? I bet you do.
One time, I was drawing a picture of a rabbit. And that happened.
Boo! Boo! Boo!
That is the most anticlimactic way to discover your life's meaning.
Okay, then I'll make something up on the spot. Boo! I actually don't know how I got there.
Boo!
Well, it's like this little swirly thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an abstract rabbit for people that haven't figured it out yet. The swirly is the body, the dot is the tail, and the two long lines above it are the ears.
For anyone that cares.
I didn't figure it out. I'm one of those people.
Oh, well, I guess, now you all know it's an abstract rabbit, so...
Okay, learning.
So this one day, I was prancing through the forest, and this fox comes along, and it's like, hey, pony, and I'm like, hey, fox, and then the fox is like, get out of my way, I'm trying to catch some breakfast, and it slips under my legs, and I look around, and it's chasing this family of bunnies, and they're crying, and it attacks the mama bunny who's trying to protect her babies, and I was like, oh, no, you don't, and I fired a missile from my magical horn at the fox, and it flew up into the sky, and it exploded in an explosion of rainbows and cupcakes, and it became fox cupcakes. And then I nursed the mama bunny back to health while simultaneously taking care of her baby bunnies, which imitated my every move and learned how to karate chop things. And it was awesome.
So you're both Fluttershy.
I'm more of a Fluttershy only to otters. Everything hates me.
Only to bunnies.
And I'm not shy at all. I'm not shy at all. I'm talking to you. I'm being weird. I'm putting my voice out for millions of people to hear and ridicule.
Millions
listen to
you mean
us.
Seven.
No, we had 100 views last time.
I was one of them.
Woo! Or yeah. More like people press play and they're like, ew, and escaped.
Probably.
How do those things work? Does it count as a watch if you only push play for a little bit, or is there a time frame where it registers?
Once you push play, it'll count it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how YouTube works.
That's silly. I think it should be after,
10 minutes,
or after, the ending.
Well, if it only went on for
much less views. At least this way, we can pretend we're popular.
Yeah, we can pretend. Well, I mean, I think it would be better for our psyche if we just pretend that we get 100 views. Because I mean, seriously, if it only counted for people who watched 10 minutes of it, we'd probably get 2.
Fair enough.
Ego boosters.
We need them.
Mm-hmm.
This is all just a ruse. We have terrible... I forget the word.
Self-esteem?
Yeah, we have terrible self-esteem.
No.
Anyways, since Rage Berry doesn't have a cutie mark and is gonna grow up to be a bum...
Shut up!
Next time, maybe you should talk about it.
Well, let me think about it. You're a zebra. You can do Zecora zebra magic.
I'll discover my cutie mark next episode.
Well, since Rageberry doesn't have a cutie mark, how about Red?
You know what? No.
No.
When when Apple Bloom gets hurt, then I will.
So you'll never get one.
Exactly.
Well, anyways, how about Red Dust? You tell us, how did you get your cutie mark?
Okay, so, it's kind of a long story, so I'm going to wrap it up really quick.
Stuff happened. I got a mark on my butt.
Yes.
That is the short shit.
Yes. So during Best Flyers competition, like a couple years before Rainbow Dash and stuff was doing that, almost knocked over a pillar, almost killed Celestia, and
oh my god!
Yeah, and the guards told me to go off to the desert and be exiled, and then Celestia came over to me and she was all like, "I know you didn't mean to kill me, and it might be best if you just go out to the desert or something and think about like what you want to do with your life, because I'm really unsure." So during one of the nights, while bordering Appaloosa, these wild javelinas started to come around and steal all the apples from the trees.
Oh.
And since it's in the desert, I decided to think of a way to trap them in a sandstorm. So using my speed and all sorts of stuff, I decided to whip up this giant twister, send the wild javelinas running, and unfortunately leave some very dusty apples behind. So I brought them back, and I got the cutie mark of a twister, an orange and brown twister.
Nice. See, everyone, this is, or every pony, this is how you do a cutie mark story. Not our ones.
Were you a filly in the competition?
Yeah.
Hey, Sunny.
In the competition, sorry. And then, of
got
course...
some talent, girl.
You've got some talent.
It's like a tradition that my parents had high expectations because they wanted me to be one of those cloud clearers, like Rainbow Dash does now. But I was like, I don't know, I'm so klutzy. Oops. Knock over the pillar. But, yeah, that's
don't
it.
Worry, My Pegasi parents are the same way, and they are terribly disappointed that I now live on the ground.
Apparently, Pegasi parents are really proud people.
If you read the Rainbow Factor, you know that Pegasi are just proud overall and demented. Has anyone
I
liked?
Don't have a family!
What?
Sunny doesn't have a family because I ate them. They were delicious. And then I made glue. And they made jello. It was delicious. I had a 4-course meal of 3 things.
But how could you eat it when they're like the same size?
It's like Pinkie said, or
yeah.
Screw Pinkie Pie. I just did it. Like a boss. Hey, has anyone read the Grimdark fanfic, The Rainbow Factory?
No.
I started, and then I actually got bored. But I know what it's about, sort of.
It's so sad.
I didn't finish it.
Poor
I think I got to the part where Scootaloo fails.
That, I think, oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's, like,
you're
at the very beginning, so.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, read a bunch of it. It's
Mike the Microphone, he does a dramatic reading of it.
Really? I only heard of that song that you gave us for the show, and so then I looked it up, and I'm like, this is worse than cupcakes. This actually makes me sad.
Yeah, some people think it's worse. I don't... How, like, brutal is it? Like, I heard it's not actually as graphic, but it's just more suspenseful.
Yeah, and it's more sad. Like, Rainbow Dash is just Rainbow Dash, but then it's like, here's Scootaloo and all these other ponies, and they're just little babies being killed off.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
I don't know.
So it's dead baby stuff.
It's how they make rainbows.
With
oh
babies?
Yes.
Rainbows are babies?
You see in the story, the Rainbow Factory. The Pegasi were in charge of making rainbows.
No! Spoiler alert.
Jake Lee,
spoiler alert.
What's a double rainbow?
Rage Barry, leave the room.
We're a Siamese baby.
More babies.
God, what have we created?
Well, all you need to know is that, spoiler alert, rainbows are made out of little failure baby pegasi.
Horrible.
Well, not, they're not babies. They're more like Scootaloo.
Think about it. That could have been Fluttershy.
Scootaloo's not important.
Goodness. Good thing she fell off the clouds.
Actually,
yeah, right?
They kind of mention it in the story, but they don't really explain at all.
Yeah, how did Fluttershy pass? She sucks.
She
did she
fell
even
off.
Pass? Did she just run away and never return?
Yeah. Wow.
Huh. But anyway.
I sense a sequel.
No, I don't think so. There's been an unofficial sequel that I read, and it's...
Well, yeah, I mean, like, an unofficial sequel where the little baby pegasi go back, and they're like, we want revenge, and they do it.
No, they're dead.
No, others.
No, no one knows about it.
So all pegasi...
They find out. One of them escapes.
No, if they like find... Sparks. No, if one of them escapes, they go straight to Celestia, and then she goes on god mode on them.
I bet Celestia knows what's going on. How would she know?
You know, I kind of agree. Because mostly
ponies into stone.
Mostly because I just don't like Celestia. I don't turn ponies into stone.
Some bad shit's going down.
Celestia's in on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, Celestia. We want
prince. Things are afoot at the Cloudiseum.
Pegasi are like pony Spartans. I guess then.
We need Princess Luna. She will not
stand. Are there any 300 crossovers? Because that's got to be amazing.
Yes, there should be. I think there was a trailer one on YouTube or something like that.
Oh, a trailer? I got to read a crossover figure.
I don't know. Either that or make one.
Rainbow
Dash
Leonidas.
Little bronies out there listening, make a 300 crossover with My Little Ponies now! Please. We'll have you on the show. We want people on the show. We love you.
Please, you'll have them on the show anyway.
Yeah. Is Sunny dead again?
Sunny? Sunny!
Sunny!
This is the weirdest episode ever.
Is she meowing?
No, she's being a whale.
Who's meowing?
No, that's May. May's being a whale.
Hi!
This is the weirdest episode ever. God damn it. So anyways, we're at the 27-minute mark. Shall
nice.
We discuss the episode?
Yes.
I want to talk about it so much because I liked it a lot.
Insert spoiler alerts here.
Yeah.
Spoiler alerts, if you haven't seen this episode, we're going to talk about it. You got to keep up.
So,
you're not welcome around these parts.
So, if you haven't seen it, either you can pause it and then go watch it and then come listen to us or just kind of go away forever. And if you do that, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Love you. Please come back.
Okay. Let's begin.
Who else saw the Big Lebowski cameos?
Yeah, I saw it. I cracked up.
I did too.
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen it either, but there's enough memes all over Meme Base that I know what it's from.
I have seen it, so I did know what it's from.
Time on Meme Base.
Don't. Shame on you.
Here, let me just put in a little picture of the ponies. You probably saw them, but I guess you just didn't know what they were. Because I faved every...
Yeah, I think it was when Scootaloo tried to bowl.
Yeah.
And then, like, the bowling ball went flying and a couple ponies ducked.
And it almost hit Donnie's face. Here, everybody.
Ever pony?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, wait. Oh.
What?
Oh, so cute. Oh, I want to brush your hair. I like how the one actually kind of has a human nose face. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's pretty epic, though. But it's actually a pony.
I'm really creeped out by the one in the middle. We're going to have to add this into, like, show notes or something.
Hey, guys.
What?
Oh man, it's not loud enough.
What are you watching?
I found a clip of everyone telling Donnie to shut the fuck up. Yeah!
Nice.
Cause, oh wait, maybe this is it.
Wait, a clip of what?
John Goodman telling Donnie to shut up. Yeah!
We're talking about unchecked aggression here.
It's from The Big Lebowski.
Okay.
But who cares? It's not ponies. Let's talk about the episode.
Okay, so during the bowling ball scene, I noticed one. She's like kind of like palish yellow with what? Wait, is somebody knocking? Hold up.
Okay.
That was a pretty good episode, though. It had me faked out for the beginning part of it, at least.
I was kind of angry.
No one was thinking.
Oh, curses. I was kind of angry, though. I thought it would be like Apple Bloom finally gets her cutie mark, yeah. But then all this stuff happens.
Did you really think that she'd get her cutie mark this early in season 2?
Yeah, I did, actually.
It's probably going to be more like season 4.
See, Rageberry?
Read the synopsis.
Oh, read the synopsis?
Yeah, they had it out on Equestria Daily.
I will read the synopsis.
Actually, they've had it out for like a month.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it said that she gets a cutie mark, and then she gets another one, and then another one, and then another one.
She gets so it's a like, cutie oh, pox.
Yeah,
I kind of thought that she'd, like, actually get her cutie mark, but then be bombarded with all these other cutie marks, and then her friends would be jealous of her, and it would be an episode about jealousy.
What is I think a good indicator that it wasn't the official cutie mark was
it wasn't an apple?
Because that neither of like none of these talents were pre-established and it in wasn't any an of apple. The other episodes.
Well, yeah.
And it wasn't an apple.
Yeah.
So okay, I had the synopsis, like the actual one. Despite more advice and patience, Apple Bloom takes a shortcut to get a cutie mark thanks to one of Zecora's concoctions, not only granting her a cutie mark, but the unconscious ability to perform the talent it represents. However, this becomes a problem when more cutie marks appear on her body along with their talents. What is thought to be a mysterious phenomena turns out to be a long-forgotten illness, and only Zecora knows how to cure it before Apple Bloom runs herself ragged. Ragged?
The plague! She has the plague!
Friendship reports, Apple Bloom learned to be patient over something rather than find a shortcut, especially on waiting for her cutie mark to appear. Didn't we already do this in season 1?
I think so.
Something like that. But
patience for 5 minutes.
Yes, Rageberry?
This episode was more about lying and stealing, really.
Yeah, it actually was.
Because she lied and she stole... She lied to everybody about her cutie mark, and she stole from Zecora.
Freaking Pinkie Pie.
I hate 6 corn cakes!
Fatty.
I would love to eat 6 corn cakes.
Did anybody else notice... I was trying to talk about this earlier before somebody didn't knock at my door.
Yes.
Did anybody notice in the bowling alley scene, there was one pony that had, like, light blue hair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is, like... I think the fans have named her Alleyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I was pretty excited when I saw, like, fan art, like, the same day the episode came out that fan art popped up on Equestria Daily.
I know.
She's pretty cool.
I think she's going to be, like, Octavia and Derpy, and which she's going to get popular, I think.
I don't think she is, actually.
Really?
I haven't seen enough talking about her.
Well, then,
fan art.
That's what there needs to be.
Well, then let's just start it. Everyone, draw alleyways. She needs to be important.
I need to draw more ponies.
Here she is, yeah. I like her a lot, too. I like that color blue, and... Mm-hmm. Her body is so different than all the other ponies. She has skinny little legs. She's tall and she's pretty.
Yay, there it is.
So then, I thought... What did I think? I lost my thought.
Oh, her!
Yeah, her.
Yeah, no, what I thought was cool is that with this episode, the background ponies kind of show that there are some ponies that are... I think it gives us some more age variance. Because the way how tall she is, I think that means she's clearly older than the main six, but she's not like Princess Celestia old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking
the old ones aren't. I think it just means she's taller. Cause,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Because fine. Age, I mean, look at the mayor. You've got the mayor. You've got the cakes. You've got a bunch of ponies. Rarity's parents.
Yeah, Oh God, Rarity's parents. Oh.
I think she's just a tall pony.
Yeah, I think this is just an example of how ponies look different. Jax? How some ponies are taller than others and some are fatter than others. In fact,
she's really good at Jax.
No, that's like little bowling stuff, symbols.
I don't think that has anything to do with bowling.
If anyone.
It's more like they use that. They use those little symbols as for decorations.
For bowling balls?
No, don't just play. For bowling. Like, bowling! Add those little jacks in the bowling sign. Whee!
No, nope, I don't think that works.
Haven't you guys ever watched a bunch of bowling movies?
No, I hate bowling.
Yes, I have.
Why would you watch bowling movies? It's bowling, it's dull.
Because there was nothing else on.
If there was nothing else but bowling movies on, I'd go outside and take a walk.
It was...
It's like watching a chess movie.
Is there a chess movie?
I'm sure there is.
There's probably several.
Anyways, I think that with the appearance of Big Lebowski ponies, I think maybe we can look forward to more of those. I hope we can.
Yeah.
Like, that is definitely a little nod to us older fans.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Those are fun.
Those are. Really? No one here has seen the Big Lebowski?
Nope. Not that I know.
Not Jake, or...
Nope.
I'll just edit that out. But, yes, that'll be... and Sunny.
Yeah?
How about that French? How about that fancy talk?
I was laughing so hard that I woke my mom up. I was laughing so hard that I was crying. And the best part was it was legit French. I could actually understand what she was saying. Oh, it was the best.
It did sound legit.
You should probably get sleep before you watch the show from now on.
No more staying up all night.
Wait a sec. Did you wait up all night just to watch the episode?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be on at 6 a.m., but no, they pushed it back 2 hours.
Yeah.
Huh. So, no, I didn't go to bed until 10:30 yesterday.
Well, you're
saying... And then I only slept for, like, 2 hours, and then a couple of our other friends came and got me, and we went job hunting, so... I didn't, I passed out at, like, 5 last night, and... Well, yeah.
Well, here's some advertisement for some other pony shows. You know, they do have, like, some all-night pony event things in which they just kind of do stuff until the episode starts. How about you just do that?
I prefer sleep.
Well, she's not going to sleep. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess so, but see, since for... I don't know how much longer I'm going to have the hub for, because it just kind of... We have a subscription to it, so...
Oh, you're watching it on the hub?
Yeah, to support the show. I watch it on the hub to support its ratings.
The sun never sleeps.
I usually wake up and it's on YouTube, except this episode, and I just woke up early enough that I just watched it on someone's stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's
those are the easiest, and it's okay for people that don't have the hub, but if you have the hub, you really should watch it on the actual hub because it supports the show and its ratings.
Mm-hmm. And plus, it'll help us bronies to get a box set.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I know what I want for my
box. That would be nice. None of this. Here's 2 episodes on DVD. Have fun, children.
This is why I download everything. Damn it. I don't download. That was a joke. Don't take me seriously.
I'm so glad that Zecora had such a big part in this.
Oh, yeah.
I was really glad to see her again.
I'm glad too. I guess she will have big parts forever.
I'm glad Zecora is best pony.
I'm glad that they're fine because Lauren Foss said that she wanted Zecora to be like a secondary mentor to Twilight.
That's
but
good.
So far, she only seems like that to Apple Bloom. So it's like, nah.
That's what I was thinking. But see, Apple Bloom was the very first pony to accept Zecora as a friend and actually seek her out and be like, hey, what's up? So I think those two are going to have a close friendship relationship rather than the others.
But I really think that her and Twilight should also, because Twilight learns everything about, like, regular magic and stuff from...
Well, they do have a close relationship. You remember that one episode, Twilight wasn't actually in it, but she went, Twilight went to get some of her favorite tea from Zecora.
Yeah, true. But there needs to be more. But
For all we know, she probably didn't get her tea. She was turned to stone.
Zecora will be a cool, like, secondary mentor for Twilight, because that's where she can learn, like, other types of magic that Celestia is going to be teaching her.
And well, then, I don't know if potion making is technically magic. That's more like
alchemy.
Yeah, but it's just like general, like just helpful knowledge that's... Shut up.
I guess Sunny won that fight.
I won this episode.
You guys, like, have a fight every time.
We do have a fight every time. Me and Rageberry just every time.
Do we?
Yeah, I think so.
We're going to have to go over this. We're going to have like, a scoreboard.
I think you're winning.
I only remember you two fighting, like, not really fighting, but arguing once, and it was last episode.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to go over them and see, and then, like, keep a scoreboard. It's gonna be awesome.
The weekly argument.
You should do, like, an entire episode sometime, like, dedicated to just a big debate.
There we go.
What will we debate about?
That would be our new thing, the weekly debate.
About what?
Yeah, the only thing that all of us can debate about with Rage is Tangled.
That's true. We can talk about Tangled all day long.
I have no comment on that.
Both of you suck.
We do suck. We suck lots. Oh, one more thing I wanted to say. I'm so glad we got to see Applejack's room.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it. Now,
and we had to see Big Mac again, and Big Mac was so cute.
Yeah, yep.
Of course, they obviously kept in the nope in the yep.
I love how that's just his thing. And Granny Smith, dear sweet Granny Smith, bless her little soul.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she doesn't.
Johnny Horse!
Sorry, I can't brain today. I derped my eye. Oh my god. No, wait. Last thing. This is the last thing. Who here saw little baby Derpy?
I saw.
I didn't. I was looking everywhere.
Yeah, they had a little baby Derpy.
I saw regular Derpy and I saw Dinky.
There was, in the background.
No, Dinky's a unicorn.
Yeah.
I know Dinky's a unicorn and there's Dinky everywhere.
It was a Pegasus.
Yeah, in the background when Apple Bloom was showing off her amazing loop-de-loop skills, they had this little filly that looked exactly like Derpy as a little baby, and she had the derp eyes and everything. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to find her now.
You're gonna have to watch the episode all day, every day.
I guess Derpy and Doctor Who really are having time adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I support that pairing. So, is that it?
Yes. That is all.
I guess so. There wasn't a whole lot to say about this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we like it. Yeah,
but I actually didn't like it as much as the other ones, mostly just the beginning.
Yeah.
But towards the end, it got really good.
I liked this one more than last week's episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't make that decision yet.
I don't know. I have to wait for the whole season to wrap up and then do the best one out of the season.
I still think Lesson Zero and Nightmare Night were the best so far.
Yep.
You guys should also
episodes, of course.
Like top 10 best episodes of the season.
I'm hoping to do a Grand Galloping Gala episode where we get to go
to the
gala.
It's going to be like half the season, though. It should be like top 5.
Yeah, top 5. Okay, then.
Huh. Okay, well, I guess we're done.
Yep, this is the podcast for today.
This was fun, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on. This is like...
Glad that you are here.
I really hope that this episode will stay intact because I don't even know. I swear to God, if we have to record.
Okay. I think we'll be okay.
I'm sure it'll work.
Yeah! Fucking better. Okay, so this is the Pegasus Sister Podcast. We are signing off.
Plus a what?
If you want to, drop us some comments or critique, you can either type something in on the Tumblr account. Oh, that's right. We have a Facebook page now. Pegasus Sisters Podcast Facebook page. There. So go have a look at that, and you can drop us a comment there, or you can drop us a comment, critique. Hey, I want to be on the show. Here's a cool thing I found at pegasistepodcast@gmail.com.
Because we love you. Let us in.
Say anything intelligible. You could just say what?
Yeah.
Say something.
So goodbye, everypony.
Bye. Bye, everypony.
We love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Look here, my three little ponies, ready to sing for this crowd. Listen up, 'cause here's our story. I'm gonna sing it very loud.